This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. With just 1 week left in the session, the Senate Finance Committee had to work on the budget yesterday.
TOPS is funded at 48%.
The House had given 75% to TOPS through sweeping fees and self-generated revenue. The Senate committee reversed that.
Waiver programs in these amendments are fully funded.
Hospital funding was also changed. The House reallocated money to all nine public-private partners. Now, the Senate is giving DHH $1.6 billion for that purpose, says Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden.
Rather than allocate them individually to each hospital, there is an amount provided to the hospitals with
the discretion left to DHH to determine how those funds should be allocated.
Governor Edwards has issued a call for a second special session to raise more revenue, which will begin 30 minutes after the regular session ends Monday. Senators like Wesley Bishop are trying to factor that in.
Because I think at some point in time, you kind of have to have a pecking order. I mean, some folks have obviously placed TOPS atop that pecking order. My pecking order might be different than somebody else's. And so I want to know, assuming that we raise the additional revenue, where we specifically plug it into.
An agreement has been reached with the governor, dedicating one-third of the money raised in the next special session to TOPS in order to fully fund the program. The other two-thirds, says Darden?
There has not been any specific commitment or any specific discussion about where the rest of that money is going to go. And there may be 144 different priorities floating around here, but at the end of the day, there has to be a consensus reached on where money is spent.
With no comment, the committee amended the Attorney General's budget back into HB1, which the full Senate will vote on Wednesday. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.